Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 17th of March and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And first of all, a quick apology, there were no 3D Thoughts last week. What do you mean you didn't notice? But we were stuck with some technical problems so I couldn't get to the microphone to sort that out. But hopefully we can make up for it this week. And we'll start with idea one, and there's some breaking news. Some new research has highlighted the things that the average man and woman on the street are fed up with when it comes to corporate speak. Yes, they don't like blue sky thinking, and we don't like thinking out of the box. Britain's most hated business phrases was carried out by commerce specialist Blur Group, and they've actually identified the top 10 things that we actually don't like, and they are outside the box, blue sky thinking, run it up the flagpole, brainstorming, level playing field, paradigm, cutting edge, action it, move forward, and roadmap. Now, you'd never hear us saying those things on 3D Thoughts, but just make sure that maybe your phrases that you use are actually the things that actually make customers listen in rather than switch off. Go on, action it. Idea two is to do something about this. Do you have a customer complaints procedure? I'm sure you probably do. A complaint comes in and the official procedure kicks in. Meetings, audits, reports to senior managers, non-compliance reports, internal investigations, reviews, debriefs, corrective actions, and all those important things. And of course it's very important. I've never criticised anybody for doing it. The problem I actually see is that very few businesses deal with customer praise in the same way. Very often it comes in, maybe somebody's name gets mentioned on a notice board or an email gets sent out. And I can't help thinking that maybe what businesses should look to do is to do things that reinforce the whole issue of customer focus. And some things you might want to consider in terms of establishing a customer praise procedure in your business. Appoint somebody with responsibility for handling customer praise. Wherever possible, have that as a senior person. Put customer praise on the agenda. Make sure that people who are doing this great stuff get mentioned, get noticed, get highlighted. And this is the key bit for me, you actually make people feel valued by actually letting people know, by formally recognising those people that deliver great customer service in your business. Now, there's an article I've written on this on Home of Service magazine, or Home of Service website, sorry, and I'll put a link to that for you to have a look at a bit more detail, but go on, get customer praising in your business. And idea three is to dwell on this. A wonderful interview, an article in the Sunday Times with Jonathan Ive, the guy that has completely changed our lives with inventions, including obviously the iPod, the iPhone and the iPad. And there's a great insight into his whole approach, some of the things that he does. But I think the thing that really seemed to summarise it, and I think are great lessons for all of us, on his wall in his office is a sign which says, if you do something and it turns out pretty good, then you should go do something else wonderful. Not dwell on it for too long, just figure out what's next. What's next for your business? Have a great week now, bye!